Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, what is happening out at the garden?
Well, Roy, the people are coming from all over the United States and the world to see the garden. We passed 100,000 here in 2016. Actually, it was 105,250 people in 2016. And they just keep coming by just about every way method that you can think of. And there are many are driving in and flying in just to experience God up at the mountain. And we're doing lots of construction and stuff's happening. So
it's always something going on.
Yeah, it is.
Something I'm glad to see is you've got your lighting in now. And I think your hours are what, 7 in the morning?
Yeah, 7 to midnight.
Midnight. Mm-hmm. No charge ever. It's 7 days a week. And there's lights up there now. So if you were concerned about going up there when it was late before, they got plenty of lights. And the weather's been nice lately, except for the
Finally.
Cold weather.
Right.
Except for that 20
right.
degrees.
Right, right.
But it's always nice. And you know what? I don't know about you, but I've talked to a lot of people. When I'm up there, even though it could be cold or raining or whatever, I've gone up there. The Spirit of God is still there no matter what the weather is.
Yeah, and they come in the midnight, and they come in the rain, they come in the freezing.
Yeah, I thought it makes me feel good because I wonder if I was the only crazy person.
Yeah, well, I'm going to share the miracle of the week here with you, which we do every week, and it kind of relates to the good weather we had. Reminds me when on January the 1st of 2017, it was just beautiful, and we'd had a lot of cold weather, but then suddenly it was like 70 degrees, and we had our kids with us, and we decided to take them up to the garden, our daughter, Dinah Shea, and Justin Evans, her son, and her husband and our son-in-law, and the kids, three little girls, and anyways, hundreds and hundreds of people were up there. Probably that day I wouldn't be surprised if we had 1,000 people. Because it was so nice. But I remember walking up, and this Hispanic young man looked at me. He was about 40 years old, and he goes, "Are you Mr. Griner?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Can I hug you?" And I said, I guess so. So he gives me this big hug. He says, I love this place. My life has changed here. I've listened to the CD over and over and over, and I come back and I bring my family, and he said, can I hug you? I said, yeah, go ahead. So he hugs me a second time, and he starts telling me his story. How, you know, he's a Roman Catholic.
I would have loved to have seen the expression on his face.
You know, and there are people everywhere, all around, and all looking and trying to, but you know, he told me that, you know, he was Roman Catholic, but he went into that cross and he prayed the four prayers, and it just changed his life. And of course, we have salvation, baptism, the Holy Spirit, healing, and miracles, signs, and wonders that people can pray for. Well, I mean, he got it, and before I got away from that guy, he hugged me four times. And
so there's definitely something going on at the cross.
Yeah, and also at that same time, there were some other people came up to me and they said, you won't remember us, but we were in church with you back in the 90s over at Grace Bible Chapel, and you prayed for my husband who was about dead, and he came back to life, and here he is. And she introduces me to him, and honestly, I'd have to go back in the prayer journal and read, because we pray for thousands of people, but I don't remember praying for anybody in a casket. But what I do remember probably is that she came up to him, and he was expected to die. And at that time, this was in the 90s, and that whatever God in his sovereignty healed the man, and here he was, and she introduced me, and then she started telling everybody around the deal that my husband right there, he was dead, and the Griners prayed for him. And again, it's the Lord, but you just never know what God will do with our prayers, and that's the cool thing about it.
Well, you've got somebody real special this week. We have a lot of special people on the air, but we've got a real special person this week. Why don't you introduce her?
Yeah, we have Debbie Maceros, and she is our administrative director, and she is a beautiful lady, and both in spirit and physically, and God sent her to us, and she's got a great husband, Kaz, and he's with our military, and has served our country, which we sincerely appreciate. And but Debbie is just full of the Holy Spirit, and she's bubbling over, and it gets on everybody that meets her. And she does now is head of the office at the Coming King Foundation. And if you're ever up there, you probably will meet her. And she's got kids and got great parents, and they're incredible people. And we're going to ask her to kind of tell a little bit about her story. But God, he directed this lady to us that right at a time when we needed somebody to come help us on a daily basis at the office. And she's got quite a story to tell. So we want to let her tell that story today.
Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you. I know Debbie well. As I go up there and when I go to the cross, I always stop in and say hi. And we've developed a friendship. So I was very pleased to see that you're going to be here today, Debbie.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Share with us your story and how you got involved with the cross. And what has your involvement with the cross meant to you personally?
Okay. Well, that's a lot to put into those two questions. It started for me when about a year and a half ago, when we were still living in Washington State, and we found out that we were through, literally, the Lord just opened doors for us to move to Texas after we thought we were staying in Washington, and God just opened this door that we were not anticipating. Sold our house before we even put it on the market, and but God spoke to...
Well, that's definitely a miracle.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
There's a good sign there where you don't even put it on the market.
Yes.
Sold.
Sold.
He's telling you something.
Yes.
Tell us how you were directed here. How did you know you were supposed to come here? I think God told you in advance.
Yes.
Right?
So about 3 months before we actually left Washington, and I was having some quiet time with the Lord, and he clearly spoke to me and said that he was bringing us to Texas and that I would be going to the Promised Land. And I got so excited, I ran across the street and told my one spirit-filled friend in Washington and said that I'm going to Texas and he's taking us to the Promised Land. And then I looked at her and I said, what does that mean? And because it sounded wonderful, but what does that mean?
Now, when you say Jesus, when God spoke to you, did you hear it with your ears? Did he show up in the room? How did you, when you say he spoke, so people can understand, what does that mean?
It was a strong impression as I was having a conversation with the Lord, so praying. And it was a strong impression, and it was but it was very, very strong, very clear.
So he spoke to your inner spirit.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But that stayed with me, and so we get to Texas, and in June, and then we moved into our house in July, and here my kids are starting school, my husband's starting his new job in the military, and I'm kind of going, okay, Lord, I'm here. What am I doing? and I very clearly heard, you know, Promised Land. And I said, okay. So I just kind of went about trying to get the house settled and get ready. And then one day my mother called me and said that she had met a woman in the parking lot somewhere in Kerrville that she hadn't seen in over a year and a half, and said that there was a job position available at the Cross in Kerrville. And she said, this is the hours, this is what it would, some of the details. And she said, call this number and speak to someone there. And so I did that, had an interview the very next day, and drove there a little early because that's, I'm always a little early.
Had you been to the Cross yet?
I'd never been
so
there.
So you didn't know what you were coming to.
I had no idea.
You were just looking for a job.
Looking for a job. And for whatever this Promised Land thing is that God said. So I get there. Like I said, I'm a little early. I'm outside the office, and I didn't want to go in yet. So I saw some little sculptures and things near the entrance. So I just walked on down there and saw the Mary, saw the nails, walked around. And then there was this little sculpture that not many people really notice.
With the
12 stones stacked on top. And it talked about the Israelites going into the Promised Land.
And the name of the plaque was the Promised Land.
And because the garden is a type of Promised Land where people come in from the world. Mm-hmm. They come into the garden, they cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land, and there was the plaque. Mm-hmm. So you're reading the words Promised Land.
Promised Land.
And now the word God spoke to you earlier is making sense.
Right. And I'm...
Go ahead.
I'm literally standing there, covered in the hallelujah bumps. You know how you're just kind of going, okay. And I'm speechless because I'm like, okay. Because I'm still standing here staring at this going, what does this mean? Because I don't know. So I go in, do my interview. I think I was super quiet. I'm really surprised that she called me back for a second interview because I don't think I said much because I'm still trying to absorb what's going on here. And so I was asked to, I just said, can I have, you know, 24 hours to think about this? And I wanted to bring my husband up there to, and to go up and see what this is really about. So my husband was actually off that day, which never happens. Okay. He was a Friday. He's never off on Fridays, but he was that day. So I went home, got him, took him to lunch first, because you can't go, you know, on an empty stomach up to go figure out your life. And, so
she's smart lady. She know how to work him.
Okay. So we went up to the top and went inside the cross. We prayed all the prayers, flooded with the Holy Spirit, with emotions, with joy, just all of it. We wrote our prayers on prayer rocks. We met Bill Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Our 92-year-old tour guide, chaplain.
He was 91 at the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got us on our knees. We prayed with him on our knees. Got back to the car. I looked at my husband. I said, what do you think? And he said, I said, do you think I'm supposed to be here? And he said, yes. Yes.
Amen.
Well, tell us, we have about a minute or so left. Mm-hmm. Is there one story or so that sticks out in your mind? Because you meet, I know because I've been to the office, you meet all kinds of people. Give us maybe one of the stories that really is your favorite of something that's occurred for somebody that's special.
Oh, my goodness. One story. Okay.
Because they come in and share with you their experiences.
They do. They do. The one that I have many, but one that really sticks out in my mind is some two people that were either driving from California or going to California, driving by, saw the cross, did a U-turn, came on up. She comes in the office first. She says, what is this place? And I said, well, it's a cross on a hill. It's holy ground. I said, just drive on up. I said, you just need to go up there and have an experience. I said, you're going to have a divine appointment today. So next thing I know, the door of the office just comes flying open, and she comes in and just stares at me, and she just can't even speak, and she's just flooded with emotion. And I said, it's kind of overwhelming the first time, huh? And she's like, she's just nodding at me. And I said, it's just hard to absorb. And she's just nodding at me. And I said, you okay? And she goes, can I hug you? And I said, yeah, come on. So she's just hugging me.
So you got the same thing Max got.
Yeah. I get that a lot.
Yeah, because people encounter the living God up there, and they're just flooded with his love. And then they're looking around for somebody to hug.
Yeah, yeah.
So it takes a little while, at least it for me, for you to finally get it, that this is real.
Yes.
And these miracles are real. It's not just a haphazard thing. It's real.
It's real.
And so this is become part of your everyday life now, isn't it?
Yes.
Of talking to people and having sharing, because they have to have somebody to share with.
Yes.
And so you're many times you're the person they share with.
And she's great.
Well, I know. That's what I said. We couldn't ask for a better person to be there.
The prayer is we were praying with the Coming King Foundation for somebody like her.
Right.
And we were specifically not just wanting an employee.
Not just anybody.
We wanted somebody that could do the task we had, but was full of the Holy Spirit and on fire for the Lord. And he sent us this lady, and it's just been a fantastic answer to prayer.
Debbie, we're going to talk again next week,
okay.
Do another show next week, but we thank you for being in here this week, and thank you so much for all you do because I personally can attest to it because I'm up there all the time, and she's always great and helps me out, and is good to me, and I've seen her be good to everybody, and it's just a wonderful blessing that we have her here. Max,
amen.
How do people reach us here if they want to help us or support us?
Yeah, we're building this garden without debt. That's our goal, and we still have got a lot of it finished, but we still would like to have restrooms, real restrooms. And so if anybody wants to help us, we sure appreciate it. Just do whatever God says. We've got a website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, and then thecrossatkerrville.org. And, there's still a lot to do. The mission's free. Everybody can come freely to the cross. We don't charge anybody anything.
7 days a week, 7 a.m. to midnight.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to midnight.
All right, Max, Debbie, thanks for being with us this week. I'm Roy Holly.
Thank you.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, thanks for being back with us again this week. And I have some more wonderful comments that people have left for us after their visit at the cross. The first one says, "Dear Max, I want to share my miracle of healing inside the empty cross last month and also tell you of my connection with you and Sherry. I met you and your family at Keith Lamb's church, Grace Bible Chapel, when your daughter was young. My sister Janet, who still lives in Texas, took me to see your sculpture of Jesus and Peter sitting on a hill at Living Waters Retreat Center. It was an amazing spiritual experience for both of us. As we drove around the curve and saw the life-size sculpture, after that, she bought me a print of it, and it's been hanging in our house for years. I still have a file of your brochures from a long time ago. Janet wanted to take my husband Jim and me to experience the power of God in the cross in Kerrville ever since the opening of the Coming King Sculpture Garden. She has taken people there many times and tried to describe the presence of God experienced on the inside. We were able to visit the empty cross this fall. The cross and the presence of God experienced there is really indescribable. We were so very blessed to be able to be there in person and to be healed while there. Max, your obedience to Jesus as he directed you to build a cross is our modern day's Noah's Ark. Even with people laughing at your plan, we are so very grateful that you and Sherry listened to God's voice and obeyed. I am sending an account of my healing inside the cross on October 15th, separately for your records. My heart and prayers are always for you. Blessings, Nancy House from Colorado Springs." And the next one is, "Max, what wonderful stories. Thanks for keeping me in the loop on this. I believe that you will begin to multiply the prototype around the nation and even internationally. I see gardens springing up in multiple locations." This was from Charles Robinson from Wise Ministries International. And we have another one from TripAdvisor, which says, "Pretty, peaceful sight. Enjoyed visiting. History of sculpture is interesting. A nice place to pray and reflect. Rocks are provided along the trail to write prayers and then placed along the trail. Many are for healing, health, peace, and comfort for those grieving for a loss of a family member. Scriptures are engraved in the stone pathways. The sculpture of the cross plays religious music when you walk through it. Maple trees have been planted there." And Rhonda T. sent this one in through her TripAdvisor. And I have a very last short one, which says, "Thank you for this very wonderful garden, Debbie Bell in Canyon, Texas." And that's all for today, and I'll be back with you again next week.
Thanks, Sherry.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.